Chapter 28, Candlelight, Robin. Usopp tells stories by candlelight sometimes, when the days grow shorter and the islands grow darker. When he does, it's Robin's favorite time of the day. He sits by open flames in the galley, shadows dancing along the wall, hands splayed out in front of him as he forms puppets out of shades. His voice deepens and lilts in the way of every good storyteller as the tale he weaves comes to life in vivid words and images. The smoke seems to blend to the wave of his hands, the lull of the sea to his tone, and Robin has never quite found a story so interesting as the ones Usopp makes by a candle wick. She sits in the corner on such days, a book in her hand which she never reads, and her eyes on the candle lights. They flicker as Usopp starts the story and never stop. "Did I ever tell you," Usopp will begin as he always does, "about the monstrous beast I saw when I was a boy?" he will continue. And Robin will know the story will be a good one. Usopp has sight. He can see even more than Robin can with her hundreds of eyes. And what he sees? What he sees is more than any mortal should. What any immortal should. Usopp sees into distant worlds and brings their history back with him, just for Robin, telling it by candlelight so the little bit of her heart that is still broken over the loss of O'Hara's knowledge heals, bit by bit. In the candlelight, Usopp weaves history and Robin sees truth in a reversal of roles. Usopp's face grows sharper, his hair woven with feathers, his body separate from his shadow and bent in all the wrong shapes. It's only ever for just a moment, but Robin's life has always consisted of stolen moments, so she knows to treasure it. Usopp has always been laid bare by fire, after all. Whether it be the fire that declared war on the world, or the fire that lights his stories with comfort, it makes no difference to Robin. She sees the truth.